So like this, Krishna, Balaram appeared before Krishna. He was 1 year older. He's actually the son of Devaki. But he was transferred to Rohini. Therefore, he's known as elder brother of Krishna. He's also known as Rohini Nandana. Jai Rohini Nandana, Jai Rohini Nandana.
Jai Rohini Nandana,
Jai Rohini Nandana.
Jai Rohini Nandana, Jai Rohini Nandana.
Jai Rohini Nandana, Jai Rohini Nandana.
Jai Rohini Nandana, Jai Rohini Nandana.
He's also, both are the sons of Vasudev. So both are known as Vasudeva. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 So Krishna and Balaram are always together, having their pastimes in Vrindavan. And there's some specific pastimes where Balaram personally killed the demon. Cowherd boys wanted to play in Talaban. What's a beautiful forest, the smell of the tala fruit was coming over to the boys. Tala fruit you can eat when it's green by eating that, what they call talsas, the jello-like fruit, unripe fruit. And when the tall fruit is ripe, then you can take out that pulp and make it into pakoras and things. Cakes, talburis. South India, they take tal. No, that's what they're making this toddy from, this palm tree, yes. It has a leaf, they make the fence. They use it for covering houses, some cheap house. You don't take that ripened fruit?
No, 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 no,
Nungu. That's the green one.
It's whitish inside. When you peel it, it will be white inside.
Yeah, that's unripe. When it's ripe, then you rub it against a basket or something, and this yellow pulp comes out, and that you can make it into some cakes and things. Water, special sweet water made from tal fruit. And there's a saying in Bengal, let's have a tal budi feast. I'll give the tal, you give everything else. The tal is the cheapest thing. But the, everything else means you have to put milk, sugar, ghee, grain. You don't have here? You have it?
Yes.
Why are you saying you don't have it?
For tal, I didn't know that word. Now I know that.
What do you call it here?
Nungu. Tati Nungu.
Tati Nungu. So tal is Tati Nungu. In which language?
Kannada and Tamil. Both.
Tamil, what they call it also Tati Nungu?
Only Nungu.
Only Nungu. In Canada?
Tati
Nungu. What does it mean, Tati? We don't take the toddy. Only the Nungu. Krishna spoke to his elder brother Balaram as follows. My dear brother, you are superior to all of us, and your lotus feet are worshipped by the devas. Just see how these trees full with fruits and flowers have bent down to worship your lotus feet. It appears that they are trying to get out of the darkness that has obliged them to accept the form of trees. Actually, the trees born in the land of Vrindavan are not ordinary living entities. Having held the impersonal point of view in their past lives, they have been put into this stationary condition of life. But now they have the opportunity of seeing you in Vrindavan, and they are praying for further advancement in spiritual life through your personal association. Balaram Ji Ki!
Jai!
Balaram Ki!
Jai!
Balaram Ki!
Jai!
My dear brother, you are the supreme worshipable Godhead. Just see how the peacocks are dancing before you in great ecstasy. The deer, whose behavior is just like that of the gopis, are welcoming you with some with the same affection. And the cuckoos are residing in this forest and welcome you with their joyful, sweet cries, because they consider that your appearance in their home is so auspicious. Even though they are trees and animals, these residents of Vrindavan are glorifying you. They are prepared to welcome you to the best of their ability, as is the practice of great souls in receiving another great soul at home. As for the land, it is so pious and fortunate because the footprints of your lotus feet are marking its body. Like this, Krishna and Balaram were herding the cows to the banks of the Jamuna. They were enjoying Vrindavan and its wonderful spiritual residence. Put up the pot, Cody. How long I give class?
Another 20 minutes. You're asking about...
Krishna and Balaram would imitate the animals and run away with them. When they felt some fatigue, they would sit down. And Balaram would put his head on the lap of one of the boys just to take rest. And Krishna would immediately come and begin massaging the legs of Balaram. Sometimes he would take a palm fan and fan the body of Balaram, causing a pleasing breeze to relieve him of his fatigue. Other boys would sometimes dance or sing while Balaram took rest. Sometimes they would wrestle among themselves or jump. When the boys were thus engaged, Krishna would immediately join them, and catching their hands, he would enjoy their company and laugh and praise some of their activities. So while they're enjoying these pastimes, then Sridham, Subal, and Stoka Krishna address Krishna and Balaram. Dear Balaram, you are very powerful. Your arms are very strong. Dear Krishna, you are very expert in killing all kinds of disturbing demons. Will you kindly note that just near this place is a big forest of the name Talabon? Gungi, what do you call it? Tati Nungo. This forest is full of palm trees, and all the trees are filled with fruits. Some have fallen down, and some of them are very ripe even in the trees. It is a very nice place, but because of a great demon, Denuka Asura. It is very difficult to go there. No one can reach the trees to collect the fruits. Dear Krishna and Balaram, this demon is present here in the form of an ass, and he is surrounded by similar demon friends who have assumed the same shape. All of them are very strong, so it is very difficult to approach this place. Dear brothers, you are the only persons who can kill such demons. Other than you, no one can go there for fear of being killed. Not even animals go there. And no birds are living there. They have all left. One can only appreciate the sweet aroma that is coming from that place. It appears that up until now, no one has tasted the sweet fruits there, either on the tree or on the ground. Dear Krishna, to tell you frankly, we are very attracted by this sweet aroma. Dear Balaram, if you like, let us all go there and enjoy these fruits. The aroma of the fruits is now spread everywhere. Don't you smell it from here? Tati Nunga. When Balaram and Krishna were thus petitioned by their intimate friends, they were inclined to please them, and with smiling faces, they proceeded towards the forest, surrounded by all their friends. Immediately upon entering the Talabon, Balaram began to yank the trees with his arms, exhibiting the strength of an elephant. Because of his jerking, all the ripe fruits fell down on the ground. Upon hearing the sound of the falling fruits, the demon Denukasura, who was living there in the form of an ass, approached with great force, shaking the whole field so that all the trees moved as if there were an earthquake. The demon appeared before Balaram and kicked his chest with his hind legs. At first Balaram did not say anything, but with great anger, the demon kicked him again more vehemently. This time Balaram immediately caught hold of the legs of the ass with one hand and, wheeling him around, threw him into the treetops. While he was being wheeled by Balaram, the demon lost his life. Balaram threw the demon into the biggest palm tree about, and the demon's body was so heavy that the palm tree fell upon other trees, and several fell down. It appeared as if a great hurricane had passed through the forest, and all the trees were falling down one after another. This exhibition of extraordinary strength is not astonishing, because Balaram is the personality of Godhead known as Ananta Seshanaga, who is holding all the planets on the hoods of his millions of heads. He maintains the whole cosmic manifestation exactly as horizontal and vertical threads hold the weaving of a cloth. After the demon had been thrown into the trees, all the friends and associates of Dinakasur immediately assembled and attacked Balaram and Krishna with great force. They were determined to retaliate and avenge the death of their friend. But Krishna and Balaram caught each of the asses by the hind legs and exactly in the same way wheeled them about. Thus they killed all of them and threw them into the palm trees. Because of the dead bodies of the asses, there was a panoramic scene. It appears as if clouds of various colors were assembled in the trees. Hearing of this great incident, the demigods and the higher planets showered flowers on Krishna and Balaram and beat their drums, bum di bum, bum di bum, bum di bum, and offered devotional prayers. A few days after the killing of Dinakasur, people began to come into the Talabon forest to collect the fruits, and animals began to return without fear to feed on the nice grasses growing there. Despite chanting and hearing these transcendental activities and pastimes of the brothers Krishna and Balaram, one can amass pious activities. Jai Krishna Balaram, Jai Krishna Balaram. 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 The summer season in India is not very much welcome because of the excessive heat. But in Vrindavan, everyone was pleased because summer there appeared just like spring. This was possible only because Lord Krishna and Balaram, who are the controllers even of Brahma and Lord Shiva, were residing there. In Vrindavan there are many falls which are always pouring water, and the sound is so sweet that it covers the sound of the crickets. And because water flows all over, the forest always looks very green and beautiful. The inhabitants of Vrindavan were never disturbed by the scorching heat of the sun or the high summer temperatures. The lakes of Vrindavan are surrounded by green grasses, and various kinds of lotus flowers bloom there, such as the Kalara, Kanja, and Utpala. And the air blowing in Vrindavan carries the aromatic pollen of those lotus flowers. When the particles of water from the waves of the Jamuna, the lakes and the waterfalls touch the bodies of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they automatically felt a cooling effect. Therefore, they were practically undisturbed by the summer season. Krishna and Balaram hadn't undergone the hair cutting ceremony. The hair was clustered like crow's feathers. They were always playing hide and seek with their boyfriends or jumping or fighting with them. Sometime while his friends were chanting and dancing, Krishna would praise them. "My dear friends, you are dancing and singing very nicely." The boys played at catching ball with fruits such as bale and amalaki. They played blind man's bluff, challenging and touching one another. Sometimes they imitated the forest deer and various kinds of birds. Sometimes they would play like a king and his subjects among themselves. In this way, Balaram and Krishna, along with their friends, played all kinds of sports and enjoyed the soothing atmosphere of Vrindavan, full of rivers, lakes, rivulets, fine trees, and excellent gardens filled with fruits and flowers. Once, while the boys were engaged in their transcendental pastimes, a great demon of the name Pralambasura entered their company, desiring to kidnap both Balaram and Krishna. Although Krishna was playing the part of a cowherd boy, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he could understand everything, past, present, and future. So when Pralambasura entered their company, Krishna began to think how to kill the demon. But externally he received him as a friend. "Oh, my dear friend," he said, "it's very good that you have come to take part in our pastimes." Krishna then called all his friends and ordered them, "Now we shall play in pairs. We shall challenge one another in pairs." With this proposal, all the boys assembled together. Some of them took the side of Krishna, and some of them took the side of Balaram, and they arranged to play in duel. The defeated members in duel fighting had to carry the victorious members on their backs, as a horse carries its master. They began playing, and at the same time tended the cows as they proceeded through the Bandiravana forest. The party of Balaram, accompanied by Sridham and Vrishabha, came out victorious, and Krishna's party had to carry them on their backs through the Bandiravana forest. The Supreme Personality Krishna, being defeated, had to carry Sridham on his back, and Bhadrasena carried Vrishabha. Imitating their play, Pralambasura, who appeared there as a cowherd boy, carried Balaram on his back. Pralambasura was the greatest of the demons, and he had calculated that Krishna was the most powerful of the cowherd boys. In order to avoid the company of Krishna, Pralambasura carried Balaram far away. The demon was undoubtedly very strong and powerful, but he was carrying Balaram, who is compared to a mountain. Therefore he began to feel the burden, and thus he assumed his real form. When he appeared in his real feature, he was decorated with a golden helmet and earrings and looked just like a cloud with lightning carrying the moon. Balaram observed the demon's body expanding up to the limits of the clouds, his eyes dazzling like blazing fire, and his mouth flashing with sharpened teeth. At first, Balaram was surprised by the demon's appearance, and he began to wonder, "How is it that all of a sudden this carrier has changed in every way?" But with a clear mind, he could quickly understand that he was being carried away from his friends by a demon who intended to kill him. Immediately he struck the head of the demon with his strong fist, just as the king of the heavenly planet strikes a mountain with his thunderbolt. Stricken by the fist of Balaram, the demon fell down dead. Balaram ki!
Jai!
Balaram ki!
Jai!
Balaram ki!
Jai!
Pralamba surari ki!
Jai!
Pralambasurari, Ravanari, the killer of Pralambasur. Pralambasur Nisudanaki. Kamsa Nisudana. Pralambasur Nisudana. Killer of Pralambasur. The demon fell down dead, just like a snake with a smashed head, and blood poured from his mouth. When the demon fell, he made a tremendous sound, and it sounded as if a great hill were falling upon, being hit, struck by the thunderbolt of King Indra. All the boys then rushed to the spot, astonished by the ghastly scene. They began to praise Balaram with the words, "Well done! Well done! Well done!
Well done,
Balaram!
Well done, Balaram!
Well done, Balaram!" All of them then embraced Balaram with great affection, thinking that he had returned from death, and they offered their blessings and congratulations. All the devas and the heavenly planets became very satisfied and showered flowers on the transcendental body of Balaram, and they also offered their blessings and congratulations for his having killed the great demon Pralambasura. So Balaram killed the great demon Pralambasura. So Balaram toured all the holy places during the battle of Kurukshetra. So he also went to Mayapur. There was also that time when Balaram went to negotiate with the Kurus at Hastinapur. Then he said to give back the son of Krishna. But there was some they laughed at him, and they, because he was speaking very condescending to them. So then they decided, they said, no, we're not going to give back. And Balaram took his hoe and dragged the whole city of Hastinapur towards the Jamuna. When they saw that their city was going to be dumped in the Jamuna, they came out with the son of Krishna and said, okay, apologize, please accept our apologies. We forgot who you were. And like this, they appeased Balaram. Sometime Balaram was taking Varuni, which is a beverage made from honey. Sometime today they offer one bowl of honey to Balaram, because he likes honey. He was taking, and then he told the Jamuna to come, but she thought he's a little bit intoxicated, so he didn't take him serious. But then he said, I'm going to divide you up into 1,000 little pieces. Then she came forward and paid obeisances, apologizing for her disrespect. So like that, Krishna Balaram also went to the Vrindavan, and he had a spring ras with the his own gopis. So Krishna and Balaram are actually not different. Krishna is mentioned as the original personality of Godhead, Sarva Karana Karanam, and Balaram is the first Swayam Prakash, his first expansion. The Prabhupada once said that there are no difference between Krishna and Balaram, just that Krishna is blackish and Balaram is whitish. Both have a similar pastime, both have unlimited power, but Balaram is also our first guru because he teaches us how to serve Krishna. And let me say, sometime in Ram Lila, Balaram came as Lakshman, then he always had to follow whatever Ram said. So next time I come, I'm going to come as the big brother. So then he was in the role of protecting Krishna. The big brother protects the younger brother. So today is the auspicious appearance day of Balaram. This is the Purnima. From now, 8 days later, Krishna will appear. Janmashtami, and 15 days after Krishna's appearance will be Radhastami. This is a very auspicious day. We can pray to Balaram. Bala means strength, not just some material strength, but actually spiritual strength. How many of you want to get spiritual strength? If you get the mercy of Balaram, you can get the mercy of Krishna. If you get the mercy of Balaram, you can become spiritually strong and you can avoid Maya. Have any of you ever been attacked by Maya? A few are admitting it. That's why we take the shelter of Balaram. You can cross over this Maya. Jai Balaram ki.
Jai.
Baladeva ki.
Jai.
Balabhadra ki.
Jai.
Hare Krishna.